Hey, music creators. If you're looking to get your music on Spotify, Apple Music, and more, I've got an exclusive offer for you. Use my personal affiliate link and get started with DistroKid to save big. With DistroKid, you can distribute your music quickly and easily. Plus, you keep 100% of your royalties. And when you use my link, you'll get a special discount automatically applied at checkout. Here's what you need to do. Click on my affiliate link, which is hit up distrokid.com/VIP/SEVEN/968392 for DistroKid and enjoy the savings. It's that simple. Don't miss out on this opportunity to kickstart your music career. Click the link, sign up with DistroKid, and start sharing your music with the world today.
Welcome to another episode of Rodis Live. Let's get it.
They call him
Welcome to Rodis Live. I'm your host, Rodis. Oh yeah, Pape G is the Rodis Live What's Poppin' artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
Yo, I kick it for ghetto prisoners, neutrons, hustlers, ministers, muftis, princes, governors, regents, five-star elites, two turntables and MICs, a perfect marriage between DJ and MC, rat race on the paper chase, mainstream garbage on the airways, I'm not inspired by beloved brother, banking barriers, banking billions, embracing brilliance, laws abided by hood politics, peace be stillness, conspiracy theory, decipher synthetic, artificial replicas from the realness, they on under structure, they resist it. Iceberg slim type chillness, my demeanor pimping, any claim to remain strong, time attested, trying to talk down the young and lift a howl from Percocets with a drum on the Nina, pointed at the crowd with lethal methods, dumping reckless, the message,
That's what it is.
Through savage recession, survival of errors, my legacy destined, black excellent present, they easily threaten the sight of progression, rebuking the message, ignoring the blessing, no 10-8 in prison, they dump enough reckless, throwing rocks to prison, penitentiary chance, the judicial system, ethnic cleansing, the sight of advancement, they try to block the exit, tragic, the saddest thing in life is wasted talent through skill and a little psychology, can make it out, possibly, it's all about timing, first they love you, then they hate you from shining, love to get you roses, life battle through life's chapter, I'm a strongest soldier to your town, I bring terror like a Blackstone, Ranger, Titanic, Apache, we're chrome in the sand, emblem of the seven, knocking on heaven's door, kicking rats in park, poster intercession, breathe a breath of Machiavelli spirit, silent but deadly, like a silencer on the missile, from Genesis to the revelation of what I've been through, no hesitation to pull it, intellectual violence, botched the temple assassination of the truest, Illinois, minded.
A product, the West woman, one of Henderson's boys. Frequent changes in environment, having tucking them toys. The best offense is a great defense. Consequences, Chicago hoods, projects, sorry, lenses. Move where it makes sense, swing for the fence. A long run's a short run, dollars and cents. Somebody tell me the difference between the grave and the ditch. The trap in the trench, your man in a bitch. One's a dead man walking like a knowledge of self. The other's moving off emotions, he's a danger to himself. Trapped in a mind state, that's the silver's on fake. Quick to dare to connect, the ultimate disrespect. Russian roulette, talent tailor-made a silhouette. The land of Lincoln, high taxes, minimum thinking. Jail, commissary, and bars, that ain't a weekend. Symbolic tats and tears, suppressing like years. Stack the lost time, you always free in your mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. From Genesis to the revelation of what I've been through, no hesitation to pull it, intellectual violence, botched attempt assassination of the truth, Illinois, minded.
position. Though I'm optimistic, be a bum without a pot to piss in. Try to trick you off the street, sadistic flunkies, misery love company, the industry wicked, full of deceptions. Hip hop junkies, fiend for my heroin, ejected in your spirit, committed to methadone clinics, to beat addiction, but it costs to be convictions. How they play pawns and pilot the sentence, true to crucifixions, guilty to proven innocent, murder by insanity from my writings. The five finger ring, long litter, cane tight spitter, solidified venom scripture, vilified by the non authentic. The more really you are, in my case, the more iller. When true religion was trending, the birth stages of drilling. What's today's mathematics? Multiplication, addition, never division, one accord, one vision.
You know that real is rare. Riders reciprocated, assisting, benevolent, never to my detriment. Let's talk the golden era in years. Big Pac and Nas are my peers. Uno, solo, been going for dolo. Booked for a live show, couldn't even draw flow. Smoking mirrors, opaque lenses. Three blind mice and a big body Benz. The truth is, fools I made every day. Inclusions to drugs, Fuki Stokes caught a slug. People have sight, what they really like is vision. Stop analyzing me, handle your business. Eagles stand alone, pigeons flock together. Cowards running packs, I suggest you fall back. Whenever I disperse a verse into the universe, consume sustenance, quench your thirst. That was Pape G with Illinois Minded and Life's a Bitch 2 featuring Riders. Both of those songs are available on YouTube. So y'all go ahead and check them out, y'all. Be on the lookout for Pape G, y'all. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Crux, that's what's poppin'. Solo from the Heights, that's what's poppin'. T Black, that's what's poppin'. Be Easy O'Hare, that's what's poppin'. Jesse Parks, that's what's poppin'. Lost Speaks Podcast, that's what's poppin'. T Law, that's what's poppin'. Kingpin and Crux Show, that's what's poppin'. Nostalgic, that's what's poppin'. PPP, that's what's poppin'. Sketch Killer the Creator, that's what's poppin'. You want some cool merchandise? Well, you want to go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Also, we have t-shirts, hoodies, and drinkware accessories. You just shop, pick out what you like, and your orders will come straight to you directly. Also, subscribe to the Riders Live Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. You can even listen on RidersOnline.net. You can get my music from the link tree. You can access my merchandise store. And you can listen on all streaming platforms right through the link tree. So subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Good Pods. And you can also leave a review on RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. Keep tapping in for great content and episodes. Thank you. Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. The name of this episode is Who's Cooking? So first of all, I want to give a big shout out to my city, Chicago, and everybody on the music scene doing big things since the 312 Awards, since the Illy Awards. Shout out to everybody behind those awards who acknowledged and notified everybody who doing what they doing. And for those who don't need to know what they doing, double shout out to them. So I want to shout out everybody who putting on for the city, Ambitious Entertainment, all the Chicago media, most importantly, the Law Speaks podcast. They do a real good job of highlighting and showcasing Chicago artists as well as indie artists. So shout out to them as well. So the name of this episode is entitled Who's Cooking? So I came out with my single White Lines, and I just want to let everybody know that I'm cooking up an EP, but I'm not going to talk about me, but yeah, I'm cooking up an EP since it's requested. But this episode ain't about me. I've collaborated with some of these artists locally and some industry artists. So basically what I'm going to do today is I'm going to showcase and highlight who's cooking. Local talent, major talent on a national scale and everything. So let's get it. All right. So first of all, I would like to showcase half of Magnificence and Crux Duo. Yeah, so I'm speaking about none other than Crux, y'all. You know, he came out with the Pressure 2.0 album, and then he came out with the grown-up edition to it, which is the follow-up called No Pressure. And shout out to Crux for jumping on a White Line song. He's the third MC on the song. But yeah, so Crux is currently in the lab cooking up, and I can't wait to see what he got to drop on the people. He's an excellent lyricist, a great songwriter, and he has a commanding voice that demands his attention. So Crux is cooking, y'all. Next, from Chicago, we got Solo from the Heights. He's from Chicago Heights. What is he cooking? Cigar music. So one of my favorite songs that he has is What Did I Miss? But I wanna salute Solo Heights. He sent me 4 joints off of Cigar Music. I'm not at liberty to play them on my show, but I'm going to tell you, all 4 of the joints is banging. They fire. You know, he kind of talked about his creative process making the songs. So he doesn't write. He's one of those gifted individuals that could just vibe out to the beat and then use his extensive vocabulary and wordplay to create hits. So y'all be on the lookout for Cigar Music from Solo Heights, coming soon. Next, T Black. So T Black, he was recently featured on Philip Martel's PPP album. And the song that he has with Philip Martel, I think it's called Gorillas. But it was one of the standout tracks on the album. The album features T Black, Street Boy Stretch, B-Eazy O'Hare, just to name a few. That's a good project, y'all. Y'all gonna get that PPP album. But You know, I got a chance to talk to T Black, and he'll be on the Riders Live podcast with his producer, Jesse Parks. So the project is going to be an EP, and Jesse Parks produced all the songs. If you're not familiar with Jesse Parks, he's an instrumentalist out of Chicago. He plays the guitar. He plays it live. He's an actual musician. He's a gifted musician. He plays with a band, and he plays with multiple bands. But T Black, he's an MC on the rise from Chicago. You know, I respect him. I respect his music. Y'all be on the lookout for that. So next, this person right here is a podcaster. He's part of the Bankflow family that dropped a critically acclaimed album with Unique Soul, Charismatic, and T-Law, which is called Music Reborn. That album is incredible. So T-Law, y'all go ahead and listen to the Law Speaks podcast. He talked about his upcoming album, which is called Harmony and Bars. Some of the features that he have on the album is Chanel Ellis, Beats, Charismatic, Unique Soul. I recorded a song for the album, so I think I'm on the album. It's safe to say that, you know, I'm slated to be on the album, but that's not one of the reasons why, you know, this is one of the projects that's cooking. You know, he taking his time with this album. He letting it marinate. He letting it simmer. Like he always says, and I quote, T-Law is a perfectionist. So we expect none but perfection from T-Law. So y'all be on the lookout for Harmony and Bars. There's not no release date at the time, but it's coming. Next, we have one of Harvey World's finest. They relocated to Texas, and they making waves. I'm talking about none other than Skoda Hustler. Now, Skoda Hustler got joints. You know, he got DJs all over the country sending them beats. You know, he tanned down every radio station down south. He featured. He on there. He talking. He doing live performances. Y'all need to tap in to Skoda Hustler. I consider him one of the top MCs on the rise. So y'all look out for Skoda Hustler and be checking for his music. Because one thing that defines him is dope. So now this artist, I've collaborated with him on maybe like 3 tracks. And I'm not going to, you know, White Lines, Illinois Minded, Life's a B Part 2, and we're about to work on another project for another artist. We actually cooking up the song right now, and I'm talking about none other than Pape G. Let's have a moment of silence for Pape G because he lost his mom. Let's have a moment of silence. So prayers go out to Pape G for losing his mom. But he always cooking. He got joints like Finessin', Illinois Minded, Life's a B2, and other joints. So he been dropping singles with the videos, but he definitely in his bag and he locked in. I don't know when Pape G project coming out, but it's definitely on my radar. Good beat selection, talented MC, dope lyricist. Man, I ain't got nothing but good things to say about Pape G, and I'm waiting on this project. He cooking. Now, this MC right here, you know, he just was, you know, and the little beef stuff with Drake, Kendrick, and that whole thing, part of the big three, and I'm talking about none other than J. Cole. So shout out to J. Cole. If you apologize to somebody and you beating their motherfucking ass, it ain't no shame in that. But shout out to J. Cole for seeing the whole picture, and he don't want to be, you know, associated with no negativity, you know. So one thing I can say about J. Cole, he's consistent, he's creative, and you tell me a song that you made that's better than J. Cole's. You tell me a song or something you got coming out that Cole ain't fucking with or his shit ain't up to par with. If you ain't a rapper or something like that and you got something to say about Cole, you are most definitely entitled to your opinion, but we ain't gonna do this to Jermaine. And shout out to Fayetteville, man. So, hey, J. Cole, take much time as you need. You still a winner and a boiling center in my book. Shout out to Cole. Now, this artist, I'm a fan of both of these artists. First of all, I'm a fan of Mobb Deep. Rest in peace, Prodigy. But I'm a fan of Havoc. Cormega is my man. You know, I got an opportunity to work with Cormega. I got a song called The Edge with Cormega, produced by Genius Boy. But Havoc and Cormega, they currently have an album that they're working on. It's a joint album. It's currently untitled. And man, you know, if you're a fan of Mobb Deep, if you're a fan of Cormega, you know, Havoc, he can hold his own with anybody on the mic. You know he gonna bring the beats. You know Cormega gonna do what he gonna do. So I'm looking for the Havoc and Cormega album. Now, we're getting almost to the end of the list, y'all. So this next artist, they from the crib. And they worked with Kanye West and J Dilla to create the classic B. But I'm talking about none other than Common. And this is a collab album too. Common and Pete Rock. You know, a lot of people don't get Common his just due or his respect. But man, y'all need to put some respect on Common name, man. He been in the game 32 years. He never dropped a dud. People might feel some type of way about the Electric Circus, but he was experimenting with that album, and the bars is bananas on there. If you don't agree with what I'm saying, you're entitled to your opinion. But if you could get through some of those tracks on Electric Circus and listen to the lyrics, man, Calm do his thing. And shout out to P-Rock. You know, P-Rock, he working with somebody that could, you know, possibly, you know, put him back, you know, on the mainstream with the production. So I'm looking forward to Common and P-Rock. So last but not least, y'all, the Nas and the Primo album. Now, people, they've been waiting for this project for decades, y'all. You know it. I had to get some water, and I ain't editing that out. So, we've been waiting on this project for almost 10 or 20 years. You know, Nas in his zone, he not a slave to none of the labels or none of that. So he can freely create and do what he want to do. And based off the King Diseases and the Magic series, It shows that Nas can create. He ain't lost nothing. And in my opinion, he created six classic bodies of work. So he is the GOAT, in my opinion. But Nas and Primo, they got the joint out right now. Describe My Name with the Nas sample. It's pretty dope. But let's just see how deep they could go with this album and what type of stuff they can create. I think Nas is going to really challenge Primo with this because a lot of people, they tried to put the blame on Nas for not making this album, but present day, they locking in. So this Nas and Primo album is one of the albums that I'm looking forward to as well. So I got an EP that's coming out. I want to say three songs in. I'm just going to push myself. I hope y'all like it. All the beats are produced by Genius Boy. So far, it's coming out good, y'all. So, that's what's cooking. That's what's popping. This has been another episode of Riders Live. Peace.